by just half a game, both around two games out of first place in a wide-open Florida State League West in the second half of the season. Here's how the Tarpons will line up for tonight's contest in the series opener. Manuel Tejada makes his debut against the Threshers, leading off for Tampa with Roderick Arias in his second year with the team, hitting second. Angel Ureña is the third hitter doing the catching, and Juan Matthews will bat cleanup. Willie Montero returns to Tampa. He was with the Tarpons last season, and today is the DH hitting fifth. Wilson Rodriguez hitting sixth, Tyler Wilson seventh, Marshall Toole eighth, and Hans Montero, no relation to Willie, is in the ninth spot. Luke Gabrich is on the bump tonight for the Threshers. 3-4 record, 4.08 ERA in 14 appearances, 13 starts. His one relief appearance came against these Tampa Tarpons back in the beginning of July as Gabrich shut out the Tarpons in three innings to pick up his third win of the season. Now let's take a look at how the Beach Dogs line up with their manager Marty Malloy. Cody Shoji Naga is the first baseman. Trent Farquhar is at second. Juan Villavicencio at short. And Raider Tello over at third with Elidio Fedebus, the battery mate of Luke Gabrich. TJ Walton, Dante Norrie, and John Spikerman left to right in the Threshers outfield. First pitch to Emmanuel Tejada is popped straight up in the air to the foul territory of the first base side. Going towards the warning track is Shoji Naga and is called off by Spikerman, who can't find it on the sliding catch. So Tejada will stay in the batter's box after a long first pitch of the at-bat. Luke Gabrich in his 14th start of the season and career, a 15th rounder out of St. Joe's, and his wife and dog in the crowd here tonight. So I'm expecting a big game from Luke Gabrich. Show on the pitch. High hopper down the third baseline. Tello charges, gobbles it up, running throw to first in time as Shoji Naga makes the squeeze. Four out number one here in the opening inning. So Tejada with the ground ball over towards third base. And after just two pitches, Luke Gabrich has collected out number one for the Beach Dogs. Roderick Arias, switch hitting shortstop, now coming up to the plate for the Tarpons. As Gabrich gets ready for the first pitch. Upstairs on the fastball, that's ball one. One of the count to Arias. Shortstop, where last year he split time with the Yankees' top prospect, George Lombard Jr. And this season he has played almost exclusively. Swing and a miss on the high heat from Gabrich. Count evens up at 1-1 for Arias. Hitting 195 this season with five homers and 33 RBIs. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, just missing outside. Count jumps up to 2-1 on Arias. Among the league leaders in RBIs last season in the Florida State League. 2-1 the pitch. Inside and low. Sinker drops and makes it 3-1. Gabrich, originally from Delaware, actually grew up going to Phillies games as a child. Grew up a Phillies fan and said it was quite surreal when they picked him in the 15th round last season. Gets a swing and a miss on Arias there as that fills up the count at 3-2 against Gabrich, who pitched for a former Yankees affiliate in the MLB Draft League last summer, the Trenton Thunder. Swing and a miss by Arias, and that's strike three. Gabrich climbs the ladder with a cut fastball and gets the first strikeout of the day, number 38 on the season for out number two. We take another look. Gabrich had been all around the zone against Roderick Arias, going up on the cutter to get the swinging strike three, and there is out number two. That brings up Angel Ureña, the catcher today for the Tarpons, leading the team in home runs with eight. He also has almost 30 RBIs on the season for Ureña, who takes the slider outside to start off the count 1-0. Pitch number 10 about to come in for Gabrich. Here's the kick and the throw. Hammered foul by Ureña. Fastball pounded into the dirt on the third base side. Count evens up at 1-1. 38 ribbies, 666 OPS for Ureña, who has really been the primary catcher for the Tarpons this season. Now the 1-1. Swing and a miss out in front of the curveball, and now Gabris drops the count down to 1-2. He allowed 5 hits in those 3 innings against the Tarpons back on July 5th to earn his most recent win, the 3rd of his professional career, as Gabris enters today's game, the 3-4 record. A 7-inning game, by the way, since it started at 9:30. Now the 1-2 to Ureña. Slider flies away from the catcher. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now the count. Ureña, in his 12th game against the Threshers this season, is 9-for-37 against Clearwater. 2 of those hits have been doubles. 1 has been a home run with 2 RBIs and 8 strikeouts. 2-2. Shin music as the fastball almost gets Ureña in the face. And now it's 3-2. So a full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out to Ureña on the top of the first. Gabris winds, kicks, and deals home. Hit on the ground, back up the middle. Villavicencio sprinting over to get it, gobbles it up and flips to first in time for the final out of the opening frame. 2 ground outs and a strikeout, and a solid first frame for Luke Gabris. Now the Beach Dogs head into the bottom of the first, ready to grab the sticks for the first time today.
Beach Dogs Friday are back this summer. On the last Friday home game of the month, the Clearwater Threshers become their alternate identity, the Clearwater Beach Dogs, presented by Veterinary Emergency Group. Beach Dog Fridays are dog-friendly, and each dog ticket benefits a local pet charity each month. Bring your pup to play on the berm, eat a hot dog, and maybe meet our bat dog, Lucy May. Dog tickets are available for purchase in person at the Baycare Ballpark box office. All other tickets are available at threshersbaseball.com.
At Baycare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at threshersbaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Bottom of the first inning. Christmas in July for the Beach Dogs as they try to bring some presents at the plate for the Beach Dogs fans. Dante Norrie in the leadoff spot once again. John Spikerman batting second. T.J. Walton hitting third. And Trent Farquhar continues his rehab assignment from the cleanup spot. Lidio Fedebus, the catcher, will bat fifth. Juan Villavicencio sixth. Cody Shoji Naga, the seventh hitter, as Luke Davis will be the DH, hitting eighth for the Clearwater Beach Dogs, making his second start as a Thresher. And Raider Tello will bat ninth. Cade Austin, the new starter for today, was initially supposed to be Gage Zeal, but after the Yankees traded 2 of their pitching prospects to the Colorado Rockies for third baseman Ryan McMahon, Cade Austin was bumped up to start tonight. And we'll take a look at the defense behind Cade Austin and the Tarpons' first-year manager, Aaron Bossy. Angel Ureña is the catcher. Hans Montero at first. Emmanuel Tejeda over at second. And Roderick Arias at short. Juan Matthews is the third baseman for the Tampa, with Tyler Wilson, Marshall Toole, and Wilson Rodriguez making up the left to right of the Tarpons' outfield. Norrie once again swings at the first pitch, fouls off the sinker for a called strike one. 0-1 the count to Dante Norrie, who hit a little over 200 in the month of May, but in the last 2 months, his average has jumped up. 0-1 cut on a miss to make it 0-2. Norrie hit over 300 in June and is hitting 305 so far in the month of July while playing nearly every game for Clearwater. And the home run power has started to show up for Norrie as well. Swing and a miss on the changeup there, and that is strike 3 as Cade Austin picks up the punch out for out number 1 to start off the first. So by 3-pitch Cade and Norrie for out number 1. Now John Spikerman stepping up to the plate for the Threshers. 3 homers, 8 RBIs in about 15 games this season. Excuse me. First pitch to Spikerman is a sinker, taken for a strike. That's 4 straight pitches over for strikes from Cade Austin, about halfway to a perfect, immaculate, I should say, inning. 0-1 cut on a miss. Now it's 0-2. Five straight strikes for Austin as Spikerman swings and misses on the sinker. Once again, it's no 2 count to a Threshers outfield as all three outfielders take up the top three spots in the Threshers order, or the Beach Dogs order, as Spikerman ends the bid for the immaculate inning by fouling off a breaking ball from Cade Austin. 0-2 the count to Spikerman, who set a couple of career highs in his last game against the Tarpons on July 6th as he spits on a changeup low and away to bring the count down to 1-2. Back on that Sunday in Tampa, Spikerman hit his second home run as a Clearwater Thresher, had three hits and four RBIs, tying his career high in hits and smacking his first ever four RBI game as a pro. 2-2 now the count, as the cutter evens things up by missing low to John Spikerman. He was a third-round draft pick by the Phillies in 2024 out of the University of Oklahoma, the only place that he, from where he received a college offer. 2-2, swing to miss, and that is strike three. Breaking ball fools Spikerman, and Cade Austin has a pair of strikeouts for outs number 1 and 2 here in the bottom of the first inning. With T.J. Walton coming up to the plate, we'll take a look at the umpires for tonight's game. As Walton in left field looking for his first hit of the series. First pitch to Austin is cut on a miss, and the slider gets by Walton to make it an 0-1 count. Cameron Jones is the home plate umpire tonight, and Francisco Gonzalez is the bases ump. 0-1 the pitch is lifted high in the air by Walton. Just into shallow right field, Tejada waves off Rodriguez and makes the catch. 4-1-2-3, first inning. So the Beach Dogs and Tarpons go down in order in the first, and Layla makes her first appearance of the night. Scoreless after one between the Tarpons and Beach Dogs.
The best bet of your week is here. Join the Clearwater Threshers at Baycare Ballpark on Dollar Tuesday, presented by Top Notch Pest Control. Walk up to the Baycare Ballpark box office to purchase a berm ticket for just $1. Hot dogs, beer, popcorn, ice cream sandwiches, and more ballpark favorites are available for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com to learn more about this fantastic deal every Tuesday home game.
Come down to Baycare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
You can get all of your Threshers needs on our website. Make sure to check out ThreshersBaseball.com for all of our Threshers promotions, game day scores, and ticket information. Remember, at ThreshersBaseball.com. Top of the second inning, Luke Gabrysch on the hill for the Beach Dogs. Neither team with a base runner in the opening frame. And Juan Matthews, the cleanup man for Tampa, leading things off in the bottom or the top of the second inning. Matthews scoots away from an inside cut fastball by Gabrysch, 1-0 the count. Since the game started at 9:30 per minor league rules, any game beginning after 9 o'clock will be played in 7 innings. As Matthews completely whiffs on a fastball, great pitch from Luke Gabrysch as he evens the count at 1-1. So the Beach Dogs avoid a later doubleheader after adding another game to likely their next series against Bradenton about a week from today. 1-1 the pitch is hit hard on the ground towards first, but backhanded by Shoji Naga. He races to the bag and wins against Juan Matthews for out number one in inning number two. Not an easy play over at first base from Cody Shoji Naga. Just a hard ground ball, and he really planted himself on the ground to stay in front of that one. So Shoji Naga gets the out number one for Luke Gabrysch and the Beach Dogs. Now here's Willie Montero in his first at-bat against the Threshers or Beach Dogs since last season. First pitch to Montero is fouled off. 0-1 the count to Willie. No relation to Hans Montero, but was part of a Tarpons team that last season had two or three players named with the last name Arias and two named Montero. None of them were related. As Willie ducks under a curveball that slipped out of the hand of Gabrish, count evens up at 1-1. And now if you look at this Tampa roster, they have two different players named Sanchez, including Brian Sanchez, as well as Juan Sanchez, one of their catchers, as the fastball misses upstairs to Montero to make it 2-1. Only one Arias in Roderick, and the two Monteros are back for the Tarpons. 2-1 pitch to Willie, fouled away, and the count evens up at 2-2 to Willie Montero, who played almost the entire season last year with the Tampa Tarpons. And against the Clearwater Threshers last year, 2-2 is fouled up and away by Montero. Last season, Willie Montero finished the year 23 for 82 in 23 games against the Clearwater Threshers. Seven doubles, a triple, two homers, and 13 RBIs. Only Roderick Arias drove in more runs last season against Clearwater. Nothing doing there as Luke Gabrish pulls the string with a high curveball, and Willie Montero goes after it. Strikeout number two for Gabrish as we get another look at a nasty bender. Great looking pitch, some movement on that. It looked like it was just going to have a 12-6 drop, but after it got to the 12, it curved away from the right-handed Montero. Now it's Wilson Rodriguez with two gone in the second. Still scoreless as Wilson takes a strike, 0-1. He made his season debut against the Threshers in the last series between these two teams at the end of July as Wilson fouls off a breaking ball to make it 0-2. Up and away, no chase from Wilson Rodriguez. Count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Gabrish deals. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Sinker to the outside corner, and Wilson Rodriguez goes fishing. Back-to-back punch-outs for Luke Gabrish to end the second inning. He's got three Ks and six outs with six batters faced. Still scoreless, though, as we go to the bottom two.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Clearwater Threshers' next homestand will kick off with Dollar Tuesday, presented by Top Notch Pest Control. Threshers fans can enjoy $1 tickets, 12-ounce drafts, hot dogs, sodas, snacks, and more on Tuesday, August the 12th, against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And that could, hopefully, be a playoff preview for Clearwater. And it also begins what will be a 12-game homestand. So make sure to get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com. One of the count to Trent Farquhar leading off the bottom second inning in a scoreless ballgame as Cade Austin sends back-to-back fastballs that miss the zone to Farquhar and bring the count up to 2-0. The pitch. Upstairs, 3-0 to Farquhar, who has not recorded a hit or reached base yet this series, but reached base and went 2-for-6 with 4 runs scored in his first 2 games back with Clearwater against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. 3-1 pitch is a get-me-over fastball that does the trick for Austin. Now the count's 3-1. Kate Austin centers himself on the rubber and deals. 3-1, cut on and missed. Farquhar out in front of the changeup, and the count falls to 3-2. Elidio Fedebus and Juan Villavicencio, the next two in the do-up, starting with Farquhar, an undrafted free agent who has already gotten up as high as AA after being signed out of Michigan State in 2023. That's ball 4 to Farquhar, but we've got our first challenge of the night from Angel Ureña, the Tarpons catcher.
The pitch was called ball. The catcher is challenging.
That's Cameron Jones, the home plate umpire. Each team with 2 challenges, and since the Threshers got this one right, the Tarpons
call is confirmed. Tampa has 1 ABS challenge remaining.
So the Threshers with 2 ABS and a check swing challenge remaining, and the Tarpons with 1 ABS and 1 check swing challenge remaining after losing the first challenge of the game. So Farquhar picks up the leadoff walk to start off the bottom of the second inning, and that will bring up Elidio Fedebus, who began his Threshers career against the Tampa Tarpons back at the beginning of July. First pitch goes underneath the legs of the catcher, and Farquhar will take a stroll over to second base. Wild pitch by Austin makes it a 1-0 count to Elidio Fedebus, the number 26 prospect in the Phillies organization. A catcher and first baseman signed in 2023 out of Venezuela. I asked Fedebus some of the players that he looked up to as a kid as the pitch comes in low to make it a 2-0 count. Being a catcher, unsurprisingly, the first player that Fedebus mentioned was Salvador Perez, a Venezuelan catcher for the Kansas City Royals. Another guy that he listed as an influence, Miguel Cabrera, which honestly is most likely a key influence in any baseball player from Venezuela that was born in the 2000s with his incredibly successful career. 2-1 the count to Fedebus in his first full season in the United States after becoming one of 2 players to switch over from the DSL team to the Florida Complex League team in 2024 as the changeup drops below the zone, 3-1. Elidio Fedebus moved halfway through the DSL season in 2024 to the Florida Complex League, and so did Orlando Gonzalez, a relief pitcher for the Threshers, who made 3 starts for Clearwater last season. Fedebus hits a hard, sharp line drive out to deep right field. Back goes Rodriguez, who makes the catch on the warning track. Farquhar was a bit too far off of second base to tag. He will head back to second. And now, what all the fans have been waiting for, Lucy May, beach dog extraordinaire, 3-for-3 in bat pickups so far, which to me is the most important stat of the day. So Fedebus is retired, 1 gone in the second inning, and that will bring up Juan Villavicencio, another Venezuelan international. He had a cup of coffee with the Threshers last year. And Villavicencio skies this one foul, sprinting behind home plate is Ureña, but he runs out of room quickly as that ball lands in the seat. So on the count to Villavicencio, who will step back up. Villa has 1 home run so far this season, a grand slam that came against the Tampa Tarpons. July 2nd, the Tarpons were up big in the 8th inning, and Villavicencio hit an opposite field grand slam to give the Threshers some late life. 0-1 the pitch is outside. Now it's 1-1 as the fastball misses from Cade Austin. Villavicencio went 0-for-8 in his 2 games with Clearwater last year, picking up a stolen base the one time he reached. Now the 1-1. Inside corner for a strike. Villavicencio thought about challenging, but he lets it go, count 1-2. Villavicencio's average might be a touch below 100, but his on-base percentage at .317 so far this season, in large part due to his current six-game on-base streak. But he won't reach base on that pitch as the changeup falls to the inside corner for a called strike three. Third K of the day for Cade Austin. That brings up out number two here in the second with Trent Farquhar still remaining on the second base bag. A man in scoring position with two outs for Cody Shojinaga, who is the first baseman tonight for the Clearwater Threshers and a sixth-round pick at the University of Kansas. First pitch to Shoji is cut on and missed. Big swing at the sinker that misses, and it's 0-1. Shojinaga at first base tonight, which was one of his secondary positions at the University of Kansas, as he really became a utility infielder for the Jayhawks, playing mostly first, second, and third base and catching in one appearance. Fouls off the fastball to Shojinaga to make it 0-2. And it's honestly still really impressive to me that Cody Shojinaga only caught four innings in college and was drafted as a catcher in the sixth round. A day two pick who didn't catch a lot in college but still comes in as an excellent catcher behind the plate and offensively. 1-2 is in the dirt with the slider. Staying on second is Farquhar. And now it's a 1-2 count with two gone to Shojinaga. 30 RBIs on the season for Shojinaga. Among active threshers, that's third on the team. And he faces a 1-2 count. Austin takes a look over at Farquhar at second, deals home. Shojinaga holds up the swing. Did he go? And he did. Tag applied for safety. Looks like we're going to have a challenge.
The swing, was called the batter is challenging.
So it's going to be a check swing challenge from Cody Shojinaga per Cameron Jones. It's a one-off, so if Shoji gets it wrong, they lose the challenge, and he does, so that's strike three.
Call confirmed. Clearwater has no remaining check swings.
So Threshers, or Beach Dogs, excuse me, lose their first check swing challenge, but they get their first base runner. Leave a man stranded on second, and we're scoreless after the second here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the end of summer with the Threshers Back to School Bash tomorrow, Saturday, July 26th. Kids will receive a special backpack giveaway, and the night will be completed with fireworks presented by Kelly's Catering. Certainly appreciate the fans who stayed throughout a long rain delay. And more importantly, we got to give it up for the grounds crew here at BayCare Ballpark, because this field doesn't look like it's seen a drop of rain. Really great work as always from the best grounds crew in baseball. Tyler Wilson leads off the top of the third inning for the Tarpons, takes a cutter for a strike to start off the third inning, 0-1. Scoreless so far as Gabrish deals, and Wilson cues a changeup off the end of his bat, taps it off the plate to make it 0-2. And Tyler Wilson has had a nice season so far for these Tampa Tarpons, ninth in the Florida State League with an on-base percentage of .378. 0-2, the pitch is low. The sinker misses, and now it's a 1-2 count to Wilson as Gabrysch has now thrown 30 pitches so far tonight, 19 of which have crossed the plate for strikes. Wilson also has been caught stealing 8 times, tied for 4th in the league. He hits a two-hopper over to second base, gobbled up by Farquhar. Throw to first is in time, and Wilson made that one close, but he is out at the first base bat. Simple work from Trent Farquhar as Luke Gabrysch gets another ground ball out for out number one here in the third inning. We'll take another look. And we'll take a look how close this play was at first. Yeah. Close call, but the first base umpire, Francisco Gonzalez, got the call right. Fastball gets by Marshall Toole for a strike. Oh, one that counted Toole, who is currently the leader in batting average in the Florida State League and in triples, only player with 10 three-baggers this season. Lou Gabrysch has him started on an 0-2 count to Toole, who also leads the league in OPS with a 9-12 OPS so far this season. And he is tied for 9th in stolen bases. 0-2 pitch. High hopper foul down the first baseline, fielded almost by the Tarpons manager and first base coach, Aaron Bossy, in his first year with the team. As his center fielder, Marshall Toole, awaits the 0-2. The pitch. Very close call on the outside edge and the fastball, 1-2 the count. Heater at 96 from Gabrysch, but it's called a ball. Popped up, foul over the Threshers, dug on the third base side. Now it's 1-2. One-two pitch, wave and a whiff, strike three. Couple of fastballs and sinkers from Gabrysch. He pulls the string with his changeup for strikeout number 4. All 4 of which, by the way, Gabrysch has gotten the Tarpons down looking. So the league leader in batting average and OPS goes down swinging for the second out in the third inning. Two gone for Hans Montero. Takes the sinker for a ball. 1-0 is the count. Another 2024 Tarpon who has also spent most of this season with Tampa. Team leader with 9 home runs on the season, and he's driven in 35 RBIs. Montero tied for 7th in the league in long balls as he gets ahead of the count 2-0 as Gabrysch's cutter misses. Some rosin for Luke Gabrysch as Hans Montero digs in for the 2-0 count. 5 of the pitch clock for Gabrysch as he kicks and deals. Ooh. That was close. Montero loses his helmet, avoiding that wayward fastball. Even the rosin wasn't able to help that one from just slipping a bit inside, but Montero did not get hit, and looks like he's going to be okay. So a 3-0 count to Hans Montero. 2 outs in the third inning as we get another look at just how close that one was. If that ball had been any closer to Hans Montero, that would have hit him. 3-0 pitch is just upstairs in the heater, and for the first time today, the Tarpons pick up a base runner. So the perfect game bid done after 8 outs, and the number 9 hitter for the Tarpons walks on 4 pitches to make way for Emmanuel Tejada, with 2 outs in the third inning. So 2 down for Tejada, 0 for 1 so far, the ground out to third on the second pitch of the ballgame. Montero, with a short lead off of first, stays put as the fastball misses to Tejada, 1-0. 5 straight pitches have missed from Gabrysch, and Hans Montero over at first base has 15 steals in 19 attempts. He has a total of 28 steals in 36 attempts in his 2 years with the Tarpons. No tag on the pickoff throw. Montero back in time. And it's still a 1-0 count on Emmanuel Tejada. One RBI on the season so far for Tejada, but he does not have a hit just yet for Tampa. 1-0 the count, two gone here in the top third. The pitch is narrowly going to miss on the outside corner, but Gabrish wants the challenge. Here is the home plate umpire, Cameron Jones, on the
ABS. The pitch was called ball. The pitcher is challenging.
Thresher's already got a check swing challenge wrong, but this one was a strike. So the count evens.
Call is overturned. Clearwater still has two ABS challenges remaining.
So the Threshers 1-for-1 in challenges, the Tarpons 0-for-1, and a 2-0 count turns into an even 1-1 count on Emmanuel Tejada. He's got Montero on third, taking a sizable lead, or on first, excuse me, taking a sizable lead with Shoji Nago watching. Gabrish deals, and that misses outside on the cutter, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two outs to Tejada. Kicking the pitch, runner goes. Swing and a miss for strike two. Throw to second base is in time. Trent Farquhar with a tag on the hand of Hans Montero as he was sliding into second base. And a beautiful throw by Cody Shoji Naga ends the third inning. Waving a whiff at the plate, catching the man stealing at second, and Trent Farquhar holds on despite the best efforts of Hans Montero to knock that ball loose. Gabrish technically faces the minimum in the third as the Threshers and Tarpons are square without a run.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Maycare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
Looking for a fun, affordable Saturday night out with the family? Check out the excitement of minor league baseball and then stay for an amazing fireworks display over Baycare Ballpark after Saturday night Clearwater Threshers home games. Whether you're hanging out with our mascot, Finley, or getting an autograph from your favorite minor league players, there's always something fun to do for everyone in the family.
Stick around after tomorrow's game on Saturday, July 26th, for a weekly fireworks show. The absolute best fireworks show in Tampa Bay is right here at Baycare Ballpark every Saturday night. Bottom of the third inning here at Baycare Ballpark, and a new pitcher coming in for the Tarpons. Kate Austin, typically a reliever, will exit the game without a decision. Two shutout innings, a walk, and four strikeouts. As the Threshers, the Beach Dogs, do not have a hit yet so far. So a lefty now on the hill for the Tarpons as Luke Davis takes the first pitch low from Bauman for ball number one. Luke Davis, Raider Tello, and Dante Norrie here to start off the bottom of the third inning in a scoreless ball game for the Beach Dogs. 1-0. Low again, similar location to that last pitch from Bauman, who was missed twice against Luke Davis. One of the undrafted free agents in the 2024 draft class for the Phillies. Davis had an RBI and a sac fly in his very first at bat as a Thresher a couple days ago. 2-0 the pitch is upstairs, and that is going to be challenged by Angel Urania as it was called a ball. 3-0 could be the count, but we'll see what Cameron Jones has to say.
The pitch was called ball. The pitcher is challenging.
Tarpons have already lost one challenge, so if this pitch was still a ball, which it is, Tampa is out of ABS challenges.
Call is confirmed. Tampa is out of ABS challenges.
Still one check swing challenge remaining for the Tarpons, but Clearwater still with both of their challenge. Tarpons without, and it's a 3-0 count on Luke Davis here in the bottom third. The fact that it's a seven-inning game might be a little bit more friendly to the Tarpons, who have lost their challenge before the first half of the game was completed. And Luke Davis will head to first base with a leadoff walk on a four straight pitches from Tanner Bauman. after complete zeros from Cade Austin. Four pitches and a walk to put Luke Davis on first. And Lucy May around home plate picking up the Beach Dog bats. So a base runner aboard. Back-to-back frames, the leadoff walks for the Beach Dogs. And now Raider Tella steps up to the plate, taking a fastball inside as the sinker makes it 0-1. Tello in his first at-bat of the day. One of four Threshers in total this season with over 30 RBIs, including Eduardo Tait, who is still the league leader at 51, now up in Jersey Shore, and Aaron Escobar, who has had over 40 before his call-up as well. 0-2 to Tello now, another undrafted free agent. Him out of the University of Iowa, by the way, of Portland and Pasadena City College. Davis, not a stealing threat on first, as the 0-2 misses well upstairs. Slider taken by Tello for ball number one. He played 14 games with the Threshers last season after his final year at Iowa, where he hit .357 in 54 games with seven homers and 60 RBIs. 1-2, outside, called strike three, but Tello will challenge. Threshers' second challenge attempt of the day. Here's the home plate umpire.
This was called a strike. The batter is challenging.
The Beach Dogs have two challenges so far today, and just barely they will lose
call
their first.
Fern, Clearwater has one ABS challenge remaining.
So Tello will head back to the Beach Dogs dugout after the first K of the day from Tanner Bauman, and fifth overall, from Tarpon's pitching. One down in the third inning to bring up Dante Norrie, who has already had a great series so far for Clearwater. He pulls back the bunt as the sinker dips out of the zone. Ball one on the Phillies' first-round pick in the 2024 draft. Dante's 2-for-7 so far, with his best game of the week coming on Wednesday against the Bradenton Marauders. 0-1. Liner the other way, out to left center field. Wilson coming in, and he drops the baseball. Davis will head to second base and stay there, holding Norrie to what could be called a single, but also could be an error on the left fielder. We'll take another look, as that was a well-hit ball from Dante Norrie, but right at Wilson. Barely has to move, but looks like he kind of lost that baseball on its way out to left and ended up dropping out of the glove. So Norrie on first. That moves Luke Davis to second. And for the second straight frame, the Beach Dogs have a man in scoring position. It is still waiting on the official score ruling, but Norrie, a great base runner on first for Clearwater. John Spikerman hits a hard ground ball directly at the second baseman. Tejada touches second and on to first, but it pulls Montero off the bag. And that keeps the inning alive for the Beach Dogs. Won't be an error called, so it'll be a fielder's choice, 4-3, that puts Spikerman on first base and takes Norrie out of the ballgame. And Lucy May looking for one of her many friends in this Beach Dogs crowd here at BayCare Ballpark. And we'll take another look. This looked like a can of corn for Tejada, but a tough throw to first base. Pulled Montero off the bag and allowed Spikerman to be safe at first. So now there's two outs, but runners on the corners for Clearwater. Still no score. And T.J. Walton fouling off the first pitch he sees from Tanner Bauman. Official score ruling looks like it's going to be an error. So still no hits yet for the Threshers. Walton looking to change that here, but he fouls off the sinker to make it 0-2. The first hit of the game for the Beach Dogs would play to run with Luke Davis currently on third base with two outs. Spikerman is leading off of first base, and he has yet to been caught stealing yet this season. Seven steals in seven tries, including two in the two games against the Marauders. But that will have to wait as Walton misses on the changeup, and that is strike three. So two Ks in a long third inning for Tanner Bauman, but no runs come across to score. One error, no hits, and two batters left aboard, still scoreless after three here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Baycare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
Looking for a fun, affordable Saturday night out with the family? Check out the excitement of minor league baseball and then stay for an amazing fireworks display over Baycare Ballpark after Saturday night Clearwater Threshers home games. Whether you're hanging out with our mascot, Finley, or getting an autograph from your favorite minor league players, there's always something fun to do for everyone in the family. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your Saturday night tickets now. And don't miss the best fireworks in Tampa Bay.
The Silver Sharks Club, presented by Baycare, is a club for seniors 55 years and older that meets during Wednesday Clearwater Threshers home games. Club membership is only $30 per senior per season. Already one win from a Phillies team over a Yankees team tonight at the big league level. It is 12-5 Phillies, your final in the Bronx. Lots of home runs for the Phils. Now the Beach Dogs look to follow suit. In a scoreless ball game in the fourth inning, Manuel Tejada swings and misses on a fastball from Gabrish. 0-1 the count to Manuel. Next pitch is dropped for a ball, and Tejada now has an even 1-1 count. The pitch. High hopper over towards short. Picked up on a pair by the shortstop, Villavicencio. Quick throw to first in time. And that will bring up out number one. So Tejada, who was at the dish at the end of the third inning when Hans Montero was caught stealing, now bounces out to short for the out. As Luke Gabrish still spinning a gem for the Beach Dogs. And Roderick Arias up to the plate for the Tarpons. Swing and a miss by Arias out in front of the fastball, and it's an 0-1 count. On the pitch. Upstairs, back-to-back heaters from Gabers. That one classified as a sinker as the count evens up at 1-1. Arias struck out swinging back in the first inning. He was the first strikeout victim of Luke Gabrish. Now he bounces one up the middle that knocks off the glove of Gabrish, reflects to second base. Running throw from Farquhar, not in time. And that is an infield single for Roderick Arias. So the perfecto broke up with two outs in the top of the third inning. And the no-hit bid from Gabrish breaks up with one out in the top of the fourth. So the first hit of the day is infield knock for Roderick Arias. That Gabrish was pretty close to spearing himself. We'll take another look as Angel Ureña steps up to the plate. See this one bouncing right on the ground, and it deflects off of Gabrish's glove. By the time Farquhar finds it, Arias is already at first base. So as the line drive from Dante Norrie in the third was officially ruled an error, Arias owns the first hit of the game. And a top five prospect for the Yankees now leads off with a first base bag. First pitch to Ureña is popped straight up, back, and foul. 0-1 the count to Angel, who grounded out to shortstop to end the opening frame. Roderick Arias is taking the lead off of first base in his second season with the Tarpons. This year, he is 22 for 27 in stolen bases after getting caught 13 times to lead the league a season ago. 0-1 is low, 1-1, as Ureña now has an even count. In the 2 years that Arias has been with the Tarpons, he has recorded 59 stolen bases and been caught 18 times. 1-1 the pitch to Ureña. Arias dancing at first, and the pitch is outside on the heater, 2-1. 2-1 on the pitch. Cut on and miss. Hefty hack at the sinker. But Urania was nowhere near it. 2 balls, 2 strikes the count to the Tarpons' backstop, who will take a quick timeout and step back in. 2-2, one away, with Arias taking a short lead off of first. Gabrish deals. Ground ball to first, picked up by Shoji Naga. He fires second for one on to first. Not in time. Little bit late on the coverage of second base on the double play. But Shoji Naga gets the force out on a fielder's choice to second base, going 4-6 for out number two, and replacing Roderick Arias on first base with a slower runner in Angel Urania. Two down, and that'll bring up Juan Matthews. Typically hits in the center of the order for the Tarpons, hitting cleanup today as he fouls off the first pitch, a fastball to make it an 0-1 count. Matthews grounded out to Shoji Naga at first base in his last time up, leading off the second inning for Tampa. Now he has a chance to end this fourth inning with 2 outs and a man aboard. Popped up foul, and the sinker from Gabrish lands in the stands. Nothing and two is the count to Juan Matthews. Almost 60 pitches so far for Gabrish. 36 of 58 have come across for strikes. Now the 0-2 coming into Matthews as Arias dances around on first. Gabrish deals. Fastball misses outside, and now it's a 1-2 count to Juan Matthews. He hit a home run in the most recent series between these two teams back in the first week of July in Tampa. Pickoff attempt at first is close, and it's in time. Gabrish with the throw to first base. Shoji Naga eagerly awaiting as Urania is picked off on the first base bag. And once again, technically, Luke Gabrish faces the minimum. First hit of the game is recorded by Roderick Arias, and after he was out in a fielder's choice, a pickoff move ends the fourth inning. Tarpons pick up a knock, but still no score after 3.5.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Beach Dogs Friday are back this summer. On the last Friday home game of the month, the Clearwater Threshers become their alternate identity, the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Presented by Veterinary Emergency Group, Beach Dog Fridays are dog-friendly, and each dog ticket benefits a local pet charity each month. Bring your pup to play on the berm, eat a hot dog, and maybe meet our bat dog, Lucy May. Dog tickets are available for purchase in person at the Baycare Ballpark box office. All other tickets are available at ThreshersBaseball.com.
The Little Anglers Kids Club is for children 13 years old and younger to enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball here at Baycare Ballpark. Little Anglers members receive free admission to Thursday home games, an exclusive swag bag with a Little Anglers t-shirt, and they get to participate in fun activities like pregame parent-kid catch from 5:45 to 6 p.m. on the field and postgame running the bases on Thursday nights. Brought to you by Baycare Kids. Tanner Bauman is the pitcher. Trent Farquhar is the batter. Former Michigan State Spartan, who was the first base runner of the ball game after leading off the second inning by drawing a walk. Only one other walk for the Beach Dogs so far. One hit and one error for the Tarpons, and it's no one count to Trent Farquhar to start off the bottom fourth. Still no score in what is certainly been a pitcher's duel so far at Baycare Ballpark. Farquhar pulls back the bunt, but it doesn't matter. Sinker settles in for a called strike two on Farquhar. Farquhar had a 16-game on-base streak when he left the Threshers due to injury back in May of 2024 and never ended up coming back as the 0-2 pitch is upstairs, bouncing out of the glove of Urania to make it 1-2. End of May, Farquhar got hurt. About a month later, he was taken off the injured list and sent up to High A Jersey Shore, where he finished last season. 1-2 the pitch is hit well, high in the air, out to center field. Ranging to his left is Toole, who settles underneath it to make the catch for out number one. One down to start the fourth, and Elidio Fedebus coming up to the plate for Clearwater. He is 0-for-1, flied out to right back in the second inning. But Fedebus, a homer and 11 RBIs in about a month so far with Clearwater, beginning his Threshers career back in mid-June against the Tampa Tarpons. 1-0 the pitch to Fedebus. And this is the second year in a row that Clearwater has debuted one of their top catching prospects in Tampa. 1-0 to Elidio, cut on and missed, and pitch number 20 from Bauman is a strike. One ball, one strike, the count. I believe it was July 23rd of 2024 when Eduardo Tait made his Threshers debut in Steinbrenner Field against the Tampa Tarpons, and the 1-1-2 Fedebus is outside to make it 2-1. Elidio Fedebus debuted with the Clearwater Threshers close to Steinbrenner Field at the tank next door on June the 9th, playing five of the first six games in that series against Tampa in his first series with Clearwater. He pops up the 2-1 into foul ground on the first base side. Montero sprinting towards the dugout, runs out of room as that one bounces into the stands for a foul ball and strike two. So a 2-2 count to Elidio Fedebus as he will dig back into the right-handed batter's box with one gone and nobody on here in the fourth. Two balls, two strikes, the count, and the pitch hit back up the middle towards second base. Tejeda picks it up, fires to first, gets Fedebus by two steps for out number two. That'll bring up Juan Villavicencio, who has reached base in each of his last six games, but is 0-for-1 today. Two gone for Villavicencio, who went down looking back in the second inning. His lone home run so far this season against Tampa, and now the first pitch to him misses outside, 1-0. He made his Threshers debut last season against St. Lucie. And this season, he joined the team prior to a six-game set in Lakeland. Now the 1-0, lefty-lefty for Bauman, who deals, spikes the sinker in the dirt, 2-0. Villavicencio was projected to start this season with Clearwater, but unfortunately was forced to begin the season on the Threshers' seven-day injured list. Since getting off the injured list, he has provided strong capability to reach base and a great glove over at short. Matthews makes the play on a hop at third, gets Villavicencio at first, and that seals a 1-2-3 fifth inning. We are still scoreless. The Threshers are still hitless through four innings here at BayCare Ballpark. No score as we go to the fifth.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The best night of your week is here. Join the Clearwater Threshers at BayCare Ballpark on Dollar Tuesday, presented by Top Notch Pest Control. Walk up to the BayCare Ballpark box office to purchase a berm ticket for just $1. Hot dogs, beer, popcorn, ice cream sandwiches, and more ballpark favorites are available for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com to learn more about this fantastic deal every Tuesday home game.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate. including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Taps and Tacos returns to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy half-price beverages on Thursday nights, where all concession fountain drinks, bottled water, draft beers, and cocktails, the Frenchie's Tiki Pavilion, are all 50% off on Thursdays. Each home Thursday night, Taps and Tacos will feature local breweries with special 24-ounce pours available while they last. Visit the taco cart, La Cocina Los Muertos, on the left field concourse during Thursday night Threshers games. New pitcher in for Clearwater as Juan Matthews takes a curveball outside for a 1-0 count. For the first time at home since April 25th, and for the second time against the Tampa Tarpons, Ryan Dromboski will enter out of the bullpen for the Beach Dogs. 2-0 now the count as the breaking ball misses to Matthews. Dromboski came out of the pen on June 13th against the Tarpons, picking up the win in two innings with one run allowed and one strikeout. Now the 2-0 pitch to Matthews. Popped up high in the air and foul. 2-1 is now the count. Dromboski was scheduled to start last night's game, which unfortunately had to be canceled due to inclement weather. And now he comes in the stead of Luke Gabrish, who pitched another gem on the bump for Clearwater. 3-1 as the fastball misses to Matthews. And Luke Gabrish's night will finish with four shutout innings of work, one hit, one walk allowed, and four strikeouts. Neither starter will get a decision. 3-1 to Matthews. Upstairs on the sinker. Now that's ball four. And the leadoff man is aboard for the Tarpons for the first time tonight. Now to bring up Willie Montero, who went down on strikes in his last at-bat. And he will now come up to the plate with a man on first for the first time. Juan Matthews is said base runner for the Tarpons, who has 35 stolen bases so far this season, and he has tried to steal 43 bags. Grounder to third, picked up by Tello, goes to second base for one, on to first late, and Montero avoids the twin killing, but Matthews taking off the bags 5-4. So one gone, another fielder's choice, but Dromboski doing a good job of inducing a double play ball over towards third base. That's all you can really do as a pitcher. Can't control if it's going to be a full zip around the bags and it's going to automatically work out into a twin killing. But one out here in the fifth as Wilson Rodriguez swings well out in front of the changeup for strike number one. 0-1 the count to Wilson Rodriguez, who went down swinging to end the second inning in his only other at-bat. Dromboski centers himself on the rubber. Pickoff attempted first is not in time as Willie Montero heads back without a tag. ...0-1 to Rodriguez, and the pitch is upstairs. Count evens up at 1-1. Willie Montero now on first base bag. And Montero has one stolen base so far in a rehab assignment with the FCL Yankees. In his first 10 games with Tampa, he has tried to steal two bags and been caught both times. Breaking ball misses inside, and the changeup makes it 2-1 to Wilson Rodriguez. With Willie Montero on first, who was 15-for-16 in stolen base attempts last season for the Tarpons. 2-1 the pitch. Rodriguez skies one foul, and that hits off the netting behind home plate. Count evens at 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, one out, one runner on first base bag in the form of Willie Montero, and 0 score on the board. 2-2 the pitch to Rodriguez as Dromboski deals, and Wilson just gets a piece of the breaking ball. Swung so hard at that sinker that his elbow guard fell off of his right elbow. So time is called and quickly sent back as Rodriguez digs in lefty box against the righty Dromboski. One on, one out, 2-2 is just low, and that'll fill up the count at 3-2. One out in the fifth, one runner aboard, still no score. We'll see how aggressive these Tarpons get with a full count and a solid runner on the first base bag. Montero extends his lead off of first, stays put as 3-2 pitch is taken for a called strike three. Hard sinker to the inside corner, and Ryan Dromboski gets his first K of the day in a huge spot, sending a sinker to the inside corner for the strike. Good looking pitch from Dromboski, and the undrafted free agent out of Penn has picked up the fifth K of the day for Beach Dogs pitching. Two-way for Tyler Wilson, left fielder tonight for the Tarpons, as the pitch is taken for a strike at the knees, 0-1. Remember, regardless of how close those pitch looks, the Tampa Tarpons cannot make any more challenges. They have lost both of their ABS challenges already. 0-1 to Wilson. Curveball low, and that will leave the count at 1-1. Two-way now for Wilson, who grounded out to second base to lead off the third inning in his last at bat. 1-1 the pitch. Line drive foul down the third base line and clanging off the press box to make it 1-2. Wilson's got Montero on first with two away, still scoreless in the top of the fifth inning. One hit for the Tarpons, the Beach Dogs, currently getting no hit by two Tarpons pitchers. 1-2 to Wilson. Hit back up the middle. Farquhar sprinting towards it, backhands it, running throw to first base, rolling into Shoji Naga's glove, and he holds on for the final out of the fifth. Great play by Trent Farquhar over at second base on a hot shot grounder right back up the middle. And let's get another look at just how hard this play was for Farquhar. Almost didn't think he could get it, and just got the throw off in time to pick up the final out of the fifth. Great defense from the Beach Dogs. They leave one runner stranded and head to the bottom of the fifth inning in a scoreless tie.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
The Clearwater Threshers are hosting Veterans and Military Appreciation Night with camo cap giveaway and jersey auction presented by Kelly's Catering and Events on Friday, August 15th against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. BayCare Ballpark gates will open at 5:30 p.m. for the 6:30 p.m. against the first half champion Flying Tigers. And fly in here early because the cap giveaway quantities are limited. Bottom of the fifth now for the Beach Dogs, and they'll be facing a new pitcher, Jack Sokol, in his 23rd appearance of the season, 4-1 record, 27 Ks and 32 innings and change. Bottom third of the Beach Dogs order in the fifth is Cody Shoji Naga takes a fastball for a called strike one for an 0-1 count to start the fifth inning. Shoji Naga 0-1 so far, went down swinging back in the second inning. He's got an 0-1 count on him as the pitch is outside. Another fastball from Sokol. This one misses to even the count at 1-1. Like Villavicencio, Shoji Naga has currently reached base in each of the last six games he has played. Four for his last 21 with three walks, a ribby, and a run scored. Swing and a miss there as the slider gets by him. One ball, two strikes the count. For the Hawaiian native, taken in the sixth round of last year's draft out of the University of Kansas. He had just six hits and 42 at-bats for Clearwater last season, and it seemed like he picked up those six hits within the first series of this season. Big turnaround for Shoji Naga after his start last season, and you can tell how many improvements he has made on both the offensive and defensive sides of the ball, no matter what position the Threshers put him at. He now faces a 2-2 count as Shoji Naga digs in the right-handed batter's box. The righty Sokol sets from the center of the rubber, kicks and fires. 2-2 the pitch is up and in, and that will miss for ball number three. A full count to Shoji Naga. Good take on a tough pitch with two strikes not to swing at. So it's a full count to Shoji Naga. Luke Davis waiting in the wings of the on-deck circle as Shoji rips a liner foul down the right field line. And that slider will end up as a souvenir with a count remaining full at 3-2. Full count again to Shoji Naga. 3-2 here in the bottom fifth. Payoff pitch is in the dirt for ball four. And for the third of the last four innings now, the Beach Dogs have put the leadoff man aboard by drawing a walk. Shoji Naga has stolen one bag in two tries over the course of this season. And the leadoff man reaches on a free pass. So the perfect game bid has been over since the second inning. But now Luke Davis, switch hitting catcher, DHing tonight, who takes the first pitch fastball for a strike. He will be the next one to try and break up this no-hit bid from Cade Austin, Tanner Bauman, and now Jack Sokol. 0-1. Down the pipe on the fastball, called strike two on Luke Davis, who led off the third inning with a walk on four straight pitches in his last at-bat. Timeout called for Davis. Undrafted free agent who signed in July of last season. 0-2 the pitch. Pickoff attempt instead. Shoji Naga races back, slides in just in time to avoid the first down of the frame. Davis went to three different colleges and graduated from Long Beach City College in California. Also attended Orange Coast and Santa Ana College, all in California, where the 22-year-old Davis hails from. He began the season in High A, rehabbed in the Complex League, and in his first 45 games of the year, he hit four homers and nine RBIs. 0-2 pitch is low, breaking ball in the dirt, and Davis keeps the bat shouldered to bring the count up to 1-2. In one at-bat, that came on Wednesday against Bradenton. Davis went 0-for-1 with a walk, RBI, and a strikeout in his only prior game as a Thresher. 1-2 the pitch. Breaking ball bounces on home plate. Ureña keeps it in front of him, chesting it down to hold Shoji Naga on the first base bag. Count evens up at 2-2 to the Beach Dogs designated hitter. Leading off first is Shoji Naga. 2-2 to Davis. The pitch. High fly ball, deep out to right center field. Coming in is Tool. He's not going to get there, and it's a base hit for Luke Davis. The first base hit as a Beach Dog for Luke Davis breaks up the no-hitter and moves Shoji Naga to second. Single for Davis as we take another look. Got all barrel on that one. Tool was chasing. Rodriguez was chasing. Bounced right in the 8-9 gap for a base hit. So Davis on first, Shoji Naga on second, and Reader Tello now at the dish for the Beach Dogs. Tello 0-for-1 today, went down looking in his last at-bat. A multi-talented utility infielder who has played every position across the infield for Clearwater this season, and even taking some time in the outfield. He lays down a beautiful bunt down the third base line. Picked up by Sokol, and the throw airmails the first baseman. Shoji Naga will come around and score, and on a throwing error by the pitcher, the Beach Dogs put up the first run of the game. Second error of the day for Tello. Not sure if they're going to call that a sack bunt in an error or just a straight-up B1. Take another look. This looked like a perfectly executed sacrifice, but Sokol just threw that ball way too high, and it got away from everyone. That run will be unearned as Shoji Naga scores on the E1. Davis moves to third, and Tello to second Still nobody out, and the Beach Dogs have two runners aboard with one runner across. So, as the mound visit commences for Tampa, we'll take a look at the Phillies minor league system scoreboard. Already a win by the big league club, and the AAA Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs were out hit by the Norfolk Tides, but pulled out two runs in the eighth inning to take a 7-6 win at home over Norfolk. The Fightin' Phils got into a barn burner with Binghamton, combining for 21 runs, but nine of them were scored by Reading in a 12-9 loss to the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. Wilmington and Jersey Shore were postponed. That'll be a doubleheader tomorrow in high A action. And the DSL got a sweep as the Phillies White took down the DSL Rockies at home, and the Phillies Red took down the DSL Mets Blue on the road. First pitch coming into Dante Norrie dives below the zone, bounces out of the glove of Ureña for ball one, but the runners stay put. Luke Davis is on third base, and on second is Raider Tella. The pitch to Norrie is upstairs. First base is open, but Dante Norrie, not a guy you want to put on base if you are pitching against Clearwater. Norrie's 0 for 2 today. Did reach on an error in the third and does lead Clearwater in stolen bases. He slams a line drive foul down the left field line and out of play. Two balls, one strike, the count to Dante Norrie. So two on the count. Two runners in scoring position for Clearwater with nobody out and a run across here in the fifth. Breaking ball drops below the zone, and now it's 3-1 against Dante Norrie. So a 3-1 count. Davis on third, Tello on second. 1-0 Beach Dogs with nobody out in the bottom of the fifth as Jack Sokol calls a timeout to pick up a new baseball. New pitch clock as Norrie ready again in the lefty batter's box. Infield in for the Tarpons. 2-2. Way upstairs. And I was wrong about the count. That was 3-1. And now ball four to load the bases. So Norrie heads to first base with Raider Tello waiting on second. Luke Davis waiting on third. Bottom of the fifth inning. Bases loaded jam with nobody out for Jack Sokol, who has thrown 8 of 18 pitches so far for strikes. Now he's got the switch hitting John Spikerman up to the plate, who is 0 for 2 today. And Spikerman takes a fastball to make it an 0-1 count. Luke Davis on the third base bag. On second is Raider Tello. And on first, probably the fastest of maybe anyone on the field, Dante Norrie. Righty-lefty matchup for the switch-hitting Spikerman as he spits on an inward curveball that makes it an even 1-1 count. Against right-handers so far this season, Spikerman has 11 hits in 52 at-bats with all three of his three homers and 7 of his 8 RBIs against righties. Checks the swing, does Spikerman. Appeal to the bases umpire Francisco Gonzalez confirms he did not go. And the third rounder out of Oklahoma now has a 2-1 count. Bases loaded, nobody out. 2-1 to Spikerman as Sokol gets set from the stretch, kicking the pitch. 2-1, settles over the outside edge for a called strike. Fastball evens the count at 2-2. A righty warming up in the Tampa bullpen out in left field. And the 2-2, swing and a miss. That's strike three. So one gone as the first bases loaded batter provides the first down of the inning. Strikeout number one for Sokol and number 7 for Tarpon's pitching. That'll bring up T.J. Walton, who is 0 for 2 so far today. And I just got to say that this man is due for something big. 0 for 7 in the two games against Bradenton last week. And he hasn't had a hit in each of his any of his past four games. It's a 1-0 now to Walton with the bases loaded and one out. The pitch outside again on the slider. Smart take by TJ, and it's 2-0. He was a fourth-round pick out of the vaunted IMG Academy back in 2024 and played 36 games for the Threshers last season amidst several stints on the injured list. Fastball clips the outside corner for a strike, count up to 2-1 on TJ Walton, guy who typically plays in left field, got a start in right field, or supposed to get a start in right field yesterday, but back in left in this Friday night. Two on the pitch is tapped foul by TJ Walton. Two balls, two strikes. Now the count to the 20-year-old. Debuted in the Florida Complex League last season and actually debuted probably against a lot of these current Tarpons against the FCL Yankees in 2023. 1-2 is low. 2-2 is low. That means it's a 3-2 count now to TJ Walton, who had five hits in five games in the Florida Complex League. Three of those hits going for extra bases. Three balls, two strikes, the count to TJ. Bases loaded, one out. Payoff pitch, cut on and miss, and that's strike three. Jack Sokol's control had been all over the place to start off this inning, but back-to-back strikeouts to pick up two out to the bases loaded. And that should be it for Jack Sokol, as Aaron Bossy, the manager for the Tarpons, takes out his reliever following two straight strikeouts. So two-thirds of an inning for Sokol, and the Tarpons will make the call to the bullpen. New pitcher coming in for Tampa with the bases loaded and two outs, and the Beach Dogs with an early 1-0 lead when we return.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend.
Sorry about that, folks. Chris Veach, the new pitcher in for the Tarpons. Trent Farquhar at the dish for Clearwater. Bases loaded, and Trent swings the first pitch, fouls the fastball back for an 0-1 count. Farquhar was the first base runner of the game back in the second inning, and is 0-for-1 on the day. Now currently going up against Chris Veach, who comes into the game for Tarpons with a 2-2 record and a 186 ERA in his first season with the Tampa Tarpons. 0 on the pitch is sliced foul by Farquhar, backing out of play over the Beach Dogs dugout on the third base side, and the count drops to 0-2. Sokol's line is not yet complete, but he is currently in line for the loss. The run is unearned. Two walks, a hit, and two strikeouts for Sokol. And the Beach Dogs lead by one. 0-2 the count to Farquhar. Bases loaded. Two gone in the bottom of the fifth inning. as Farquhar doesn't swing at the high fastball. 1-2 is now the count to Trent. One ball, two strikes the count to Farquhar in his third year pro out of Michigan State. 1-2 pitch, tap foul. Still 1-2. Farquhar joined the Threshers at the end of the 2023 season, did not make the playoff roster for that team, and then despite missing after May for Clearwater, he was a key piece of that first half championship team a year ago. 1-2. Breaking ball, missing outside as the changeup evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes from Chris Veach. Veach is making his 5th appearance against Clearwater. He is 0-1 with a blown save in 4 1/3 innings, 5 runs allowed on 7 hits with 3 walks and 1 strikeout. 2-2, check swing by Farquhar. Did he go? No, he did not. And that will fill up the count at 3-2 as Ureña calls time to get a new baseball for his reliever. 3-2 count as Chris Veach heads back to the pitcher's mound. Full set of bags for Trent Farquhar with Davis on third, Tello on second, and Nori on first. Full count, runners will be going with 2 outs here in the inning. And way before the pitch, they're off, and that is ball 4 to Trent Farquhar. 2-0 Beach Dogs as Farquhar draws his 2nd walk of the day and picks up his 1st RBI for Clearwater since 2024. Luke Davis scores. Raider Tello moves to 3rd, Nori to 2nd, and Trent Farquhar replaces Dante on the 1st base bag. So Farquhar is currently the only base runner who would not be charged to Jack Sokol. Both unearned runs scored, and Fedebus drills one deep out to left field. Back goes Wilson, leaping at the wall. He can't make the catch. 2-run score for Clearwater. Farquhar sprints around 3rd. He will score, and it's a bases-clearing double for Elidio Fedebus. 5-0 Beach Dogs with a 2-out rally in the 5th inning. And Fedebus with a monster shot of a double to clear the bags. Here it is again. And I thought that was going to be out of the park for a minute there. That ball was smoked. And I got to give some credit, though, to Tyler Wilson, who made that look very close out in left field. And for the 2nd time this season, Fedebus has now driven in 3 runs. For the Beach Dogs. So that lead has come up a bit more comfortable for Clearwater. 5-0 the lead on just 2 hits and 2 away here in the 5th inning as Villavicencio takes a look at a high fastball for ball number 1. So Farquhar now 5 runs in 4 games for Clearwater in this rehab assignment. And a swing and a miss by Villavicencio on the breaking ball to even the count at 1-1. Villavicencio, the 9th batter in this 5th inning for Clearwater, but he is 0-2 so far today. Curveball dives below the zone, 2-1. Two balls, 1 strike the count, 2 outs, and Elidio Fedebus on the 2nd base bag. 2-1 pitch is cut on and missed over the top of the fastball. And that evens the count at 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 5-0 lead for Clearwater here in the bottom 5th. 3 on the pitch clock as Veach kicks and deals. Swing and a miss, and that will do it for the 5th inning. But the Beach Dogs bat around in the bottom 5th and pick up 5 runs. Elidio Fedebus driving in the majority of them with a bases-clearing double. And now the Beach Dogs take their 5-0 lead into the 6th.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1.
You can follow the Clearwater Threshers and Beach Dogs on Instagram. Check out your favorite minor league baseball team and your favorite professional sports team at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. Five runs in that bottom of the fifth inning. Now it's the top of the sixth, and Ryan Dromboski has himself in line for the victory. After four unearned runs from Jack Sokol, puts him in line for the loss. Chris Veach with one earned run on a hit, walk, and a strikeout. First pitch to Marshall Toole is grounded over towards second base, scooped up by Farquhar, and that is out number one. That will bring up Hans Montero, nine-hitter for the Tarpons, who is the only player so far that has not been recorded out at least once so far tonight. Montero takes a slider outside, start off the count 1-0 after the ground ball out from Marshall Toole. 1-0-2 Montero, who walked back in the third but was caught trying to steal second. 1-0 the pitch, cut on and missed, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, kick in the pitch. Slider, low, and now it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike the count. Ryan Dromboski now over 20 pitches so far today in his first relief appearance in the month of July. Now it is a 2-2 count as the slider is taken for a called strike by Hans Montero. One down, bases clear in the top six as Dromboski deals. Slider inside, Montero jumps out of the way. Count full up at 3-2. Payoff pitch. Montero lifts this one high into the air, out to shallow right field. John Spikerman coming in. Nori there as well, but it's Spikerman who makes the easy grab for out number two. Always backing up the outfielders are the Clearwater Beach Dogs, and by now, with Spikerman here, Walton has turned into a really solid glove. Matheson has looked great. Nori is locked down in center. Clearwater might have the best fielding outfield in the Florida State League as Emmanuel Tejeda pops one up. Foul on the first base side. Shoji Naga has room, and he makes the grab in front of the Tarpons' dugout to finish up the sixth inning. 1-2-3. A full count to Hans Montero. The other two outs recorded on one pitch by Ryan Dromboski. He's got the Beach Dogs up 5-0 after the top of the sixth.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
Looking for a fun, affordable Saturday night out with the family? Check out the excitement of Minor League Baseball and then stay for an amazing fireworks display over BayCare Ballpark after Saturday night Clearwater Threshers home games. Whether you're hanging out with our mascot, Finley, or getting an autograph from your favorite minor league players, there's always something fun to do for everyone in the family. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your Saturday night tickets now. And don't miss the best fireworks in Tampa Bay.
Not enough baseball tonight with this seven-inning game. Don't worry, we've got another one tomorrow, July 26th at 5:30 p.m. The gates will open before a 6:30 first pitch between the Threshers and the Tarpons. Bottom of the sixth inning, 5-0 Beach Dogs after a dominant fifth inning with five runs scored. They'll face a new pitcher in Jackson Fristo. 22nd appearance of the season for Fristo as he sends in a fastball at 96 that Shoji Naga takes for a called strike one. He led off the fifth inning with a free pass. Ended up coming around to score on the throwing error by the pitcher. Another fastball zips outside. It's a 1-1 count as Shoji Naga takes that one for a ball. Two-thirds of an inning for Jack Sokol. One hit, four unearned runs allowed. Chris Veach got one out and one hit, one run, one walk, one strikeout for Veach. Sokol in line for the loss. Shoji Naga sends a slider foul. Now the count is 1-2 to the Beach Dogs first baseman. Quick timeout for Shoji Naga. Homer, 30 RBIs on the season for the Hawaiian International, who is now working on a seven-game on-base streak. 1-2, outside and in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Now the count to Shoji Naga. 5-0 lead for Clearwater, but a combined three hits in this game so far. Two for the Beach Dogs, including the game's only extra base knock, the three-run double by Lirio Ferebus. And Shoji Naga goes upstairs in the fastball, but can't connect. That is strikeout number two against Shoji Naga as Fristo strikes out the first batter he faces. That'll bring up Luke Davis with one out. He has reached base twice in his second start with Clearwater. Davis getting the first run, first hit of the game and second run of the game back in the fifth inning. First pitch to Davis is up and in. Almost clips him on the fastball, 1-0. Davis, a catcher by trade, singled and scored in the fifth inning, walked and made it all the way to third, back in the third. One other pitch upstairs, but catches the top of the zone for a called strike, evening the count at 1-1. Rare to see an undrafted free agent start the season in Jersey Shore, high A, but a lot of catchers with a lot of talent in this Phillies system. And now the 1-1 pitch, tap foul. Count 1-2. But Davis, who did not play last season, whether it was for the Complex League Phillies or High A, Single A, Davis was done after his college season when the Phillies picked him up on an undrafted free agent contract in July of last season. Now Davis faces the 1-2. Inside corner for a called strike three. Davis thinking about challenging it and won't. So Fristo picks up K number two. Two-way in the sixth inning, and that will bring up Raider Tello, who is 0-1 on the day. The fifth inning error on which he reached is ruled as a sacrifice bunt and an error. So it doesn't count as an official at bat for Tello, who remains 0-1 on the day. He did score a run, though, in that fifth inning as Tello swings and misses on the slider to start off the count, 0-1. 0-1 the count to Tello. Two gone and the bases clear. The Beach Dogs up by five. The pitch upstairs, called a strike, and it's 0-2. Two gone and 0-2 count on Tello. Bullpen is clear right now for the Beach Dogs, so Ryan Dromboski could be in line for what I believe is his first career save. 0-2, two outs to Tello. Here's Fristo, and he strikes out the side. Fastball to the outside corner, called strike three, and that will do it for the six. Side retired on strikes by Fristo, and now the final inning is upon us. Top of the seventh, and the Beach Dogs will look to take their third straight victory.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Beach Dogs Friday are back this summer. Last Friday home game of the month, the Clearwater Threshers become their alternate identity, the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Presented by Veterinary Emergency Group, Beach Dog Fridays are dog friendly and each dog ticket benefits a local pet charity each month. Bring your pup to play on the berm, eat a hot dog, and maybe meet our bat dog, Lucy May. Dog tickets are available for purchase in person at the Baycare Ballpark box office. All other tickets are available at ThreshersBaseball.com.
At Baycare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The best night of your week is here. Join the Clearwater Threshers at Baycare Ballpark on Dollar Tuesday, presented by Top Notch Pest Control. Walk up to the Baycare Ballpark box office to purchase a berm ticket for just $1. Hot dogs, beer, popcorn, ice cream sandwiches, and more ballpark favorites are available for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com to learn more about this fantastic deal every Tuesday home game.
Ryan Dromboski already has made his name as a guy who can just win games in the Florida State League. The six wins on the season so far from Dromboski are tied for fifth, just one win behind multiple Florida State League pitchers for the most in the league. Now, Dromboski in for his second save attempt of his pro career, facing Roderick Arias, who has a 1-0 count, Angel Urania and Juan Matthews here in the seventh. Weak swing and a miss on the changeup, and Arias whiffs to even the count at 1-1. Dromboski had a blown save attempt once already this season, and now he looks for one successful with a five-run lead, and Dromboski in his third inning of work. He gets another whiff from Arias, and the swing and miss makes it 1-2. One ball, two strikes, kicking the pitch. Line drive out to right center field. Sprinting in is Spikerman, and he makes the catch, diving into right center. What a play from John Spikerman to rob Roderick Arias of a leadoff base hit. Incredible running grab, and we will take another look. He just dove, stretching out for that foul ball. Great play by John Spikerman, one of the many elite gloves in the outfield for Clearwater. First pitch to Angel Urania, misses inside, 1-0 the count with one out in the ninth as the breaking ball misses inside. Urania 0-2 on today, reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth but was picked off as he fouls off a sinker to bring the count to 1-1. One-one-two Urania, one gone in the seventh. Kick in the pitch, cut on and missed. And another sinker blown by Urania, 1-2. This will be the fewest amount of hits that Clearwater has hit in a game and the fewest amount of hits that Clearwater has allowed in the game if the scoreboard stays stagnant. Just one knock for the Tampa Tarpons so far today. 1-2 to Urania. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. That's strike three. Second strikeout from Dromboski, and we've got two gone here in the seventh. Take another look. This was a pretty obvious check swing. I think we can say that. Nasty work from Dromboski. And now the Beach Dogs are one out away from a victory. Two gone for Juan Matthews, who pops one sky high into foul ground. Fedebu sheds the mask, goes back to the backstop, and runs out of room as that lands in the seats for an 0-1 count. 0-1 to Matthews, who was 0-for-1 on the day, but walked back in the fifth inning. Cleanup man today for Tampa, but now representing their final out. Kicking the pitch. Slider hammered foul, and that will leave the yard in foul territory. Count now 0-2, and Matthews is down to his final strike. The pitch upstairs. One ball, two strikes is now the count to Juan Matthews. One strike away from Dromboski's first career save. The pitch hit in the air out to center field. Dante Norrie drifts backward, reaches up, and makes the grab to seal a shutout victory. 5-0 to score as the Beach Dogs take the win in dominant fashion. Spectacular pitching from Clearwater as Luke Gabrish picks up the win, his fourth of his career, and Ryan Dromboski likely to pick up his first career save. The loss will go to Jack Sokol, who allowed four unearned runs in two innings. And Elidio Fedebus made the big bop for the Beach Dogs, a three-run double that sealed a big lead, with the Beach Dogs taking down the Tarpons 5-0. And we'll check some Florida State League scores really quickly. And big news coming out of Bradenton in the East. The Marauders fell 4-3 against Dunedin. And Fort Myers took the win against Lakeland, which means it is now the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles in first place in the Florida State League West Division. The Threshers do not gain any ground on this night. And it actually ends up as the seventh win for Dromboski. Jack Sokol still gets the loss. He moves to 4-2 on the season. Dromboski now tied for first in the Florida State League with 7 wins so far this season. And it doesn't look like we're going to get a post-game interview, so we'll send you guys home. Thankfully, the tarp was able to get pulled, and the Beach Dogs are able to get back on the field for a 5-0 win over the Tampa Tarpons. Luke Gabrish was excellent. Certainly pitched well enough for the victory for Clearwater today. One hit, one walk, 4 strikeouts in 4 dominant shutout innings of work. We got some doggos who like baseball, and great pitching and defense from Clearwater all game long. Elidio Fedebus caught a runner stealing, got a couple runners stealing. Pickoff move got a man at first base. And, of course, Lucy May was the star of the day with her expert bat retrievals. That's the pickoff attempt from Luke Gabrish back in the fourth inning. This game stayed scoreless until the fifth. And that single from Luke Davis, was the first hit of the game for Clearwater, which Layla, of course, celebrated. Dogs went to sleep before the Beach Dogs' bats did, as Raider Tello laid down a beautiful sacrifice bunt, but the throw sailed over the first base bag, allowing Tello to move to second and Shoji Naga to score the first run of the game. And the Beach Dogs certainly happy about that one, and more smiling faces in the dugout as Farquhar picked up his first RBI for the Beach Dogs in over a year. Then Elidio Fedebus was inches away from hitting a grand slam, but his decisive extra base hit turned into a bases-clearing three-run double that gave the Threshers a 5-0 lead. Second 3-RBI day for Fedebus. Both of those occasions have come against the Tampa Tarpons. From Layla, well, RIP to Layla, from Lucy, myself, Josh Sperber, and the rest of this incredible production crew for the Clearwater Beach Dogs, I just want to say thank you for waiting out the rain with us and tuning in to the Threshers Broadcast Network and making Threshers baseball a part of your Saturday night. The Beach Dogs take a 5-0 win on Friday and will turn back into the Threshers tomorrow as they try to clinch another three-game series win over the Tampa Tarpons. 6:30 first pitch, 5:30 gates, and a fireworks show awaiting after the back-to-school bash. You can get tickets at threshersbaseball.com. But once again, from all of us here on the Threshers Broadcast Network, thank you guys for watching, and please enjoy the start of your weekend. Beach Dogs with a 5-0 win, and that should send you into a great Saturday. Thanks again for tuning in, and please enjoy the rest of your Friday night.